Part 3. Scholar. Chapter 9. Garden of Sophia.
So he found out how many decks there are. What can he possibly do with that information?
Yes, that's the exact question. What was he planning that he felt it necessary to find that out? Nobody else even looked for that in the whole history of this school.
You think he's plotting revolution?
All we know about this kid is that he survived on the streets of Rotterdam. It's a hellish place from what I hear. The kids are vicious. They make Lord of the Flies look like Pollyanna.
When did you read Pollyanna?
It was a book.
How can he plot a revolution? He doesn't have any friends.
I never said anything about revolution. That's your theory.
I don't have a theory. I don't understand this kid. I never even wanted him up here. I think we should just send him home.
No.
No, sir, I'm sure you meant to say.
After 3 months in battle school, he figured out that defensive war makes no sense, and that we must have launched a fleet against the bugger homeworlds right after the end of the last war.
He knows that? And you come telling me he knows how many decks there are?
He doesn't know it. He guessed. I told him he was wrong.
Oh, I'm sure he believed you.
I'm sure he's in doubt.
This is all the more reason to send him back to Earth, or out to some distant base somewhere. Do you realize the nightmare if there's a breach of security on this?
Everything depends on how he uses the information.
Only we don't know anything about him, so we have no way of knowing how he'll use it.
Sister Carlotta...
Do you hate me? That woman is even more inscrutable than your little dwarf.
A mind like Bean's is not to be thrown away just because we fear there might be a security breach.
Nor is security to be thrown away for the sake of one really smart kid.
Aren't we smart enough to create new layers of deception for him? Let him find out something that he'll think is the truth. All we have to do is come up with a lie that we think he'll believe.
Sister Carlotta sat in the terrace garden, across the tiny table from the wizened old exile. "I'm just an old Russian scientist, living out the last years of his life on the shores of the Black Sea." Anton took a long drag on his cigarette and blew it out over the railing, adding it to the pollution flowing from Sophia out over the water. "I'm not here with any law enforcement authority," said Sister Carlotta.
"You have something much more dangerous to me. You are from the fleet."
"You're in no danger."
"That's true, but only because I'm not going to tell you anything.
Thank you for your candor."
"You value candor, but I don't think you would appreciate it if I told you the thoughts your body arouses in the mind of this old Russian."
"Trying to shock nuns is not much sport. There is no trophy."
"So, you take nunitude seriously?"
Sister Carlotta sighed. "You think I came here because I know something about you, and you don't want me to find out more. But I came here because of what I can't find out about you."
"Which is?"
"Anything. Because I was researching a particular matter for the IF, they gave me a summary of articles on the topic of research into altering the human genome."
"And my name came up?"
"On the contrary, your name was never mentioned."
"How quickly they forget."
"But when I read the few papers available from the people they did mention, always early work, before the IF security machine clamped down on them, I noticed a trend. Your name was always cited in their footnotes, cited constantly, and yet not a word of yours could be found, not even abstracts of papers. Apparently you have never published."
"And yet they quote me."
"Almost miraculous, isn't it? You people do collect miracles, don't you? To make saints?" no beatification until after you're dead. Sorry.
I have only one lung left as it is, said Anton. So I don't have that long to wait, as long as I keep smoking.
You could stop.
With only one lung, it takes twice as many cigarettes to get the same nicotine. Therefore, I have had to increase my smoking, not cut down. This should be obvious, but then you do not think like a scientist. You think like a woman of faith. You think like an obedient person. When you find out something is bad, you don't do it.
Your research was into genetic limitations on human intelligence.
Was it?
Because it's in that area that you are always cited. Of course, these papers were never about that exact subject, or they too would have been classified. But the titles of the articles mentioned in the footnotes, the ones you never wrote since you never published anything, are all tied to that area.
It is so easy in a career to find oneself in a rut.
So I want to ask you a hypothetical question.
My favorite kind. Next to rhetorical ones. I can nap equally well through either kind.